If you aren't familiar with Delacroix, here's what Robert Schindler says you need to know.
Delacroix is one of the most passionate people that I could possibly imagine.
Passionate for art, that is. Delacroix never married or had a steady companion. He was constantly working. By the end of his life,
there were more than 800 paintings. There were more than 6,500 drawings. That's an insane amount of output for an artist.
And when he died,
per his will, he decided that all of the works in his studio were to be auctioned off. And there was so much material in his studio, it took 2 weeks for all of this material to be auctioned off.
Born in 1798 in France, Delacroix is known as the leader of the Romantic artists. Romantics were less concerned with precision and coloring in the lines. They used swift brush strokes with fiery colors to convey energy and emotion. Delacroix is known as the father of Impressionism, the following art movement that carried on the style of painting with emotion rather than accuracy. He influenced artists such as Monet, Cézanne, and even Picasso.
Let's look at Delacroix.
As Schindler surveys the gallery, it's hard for him to pick a favorite. But there is one painting he is particularly excited for Birmingham to see. Titled The Collision of the Arab Writers, it's the largest piece in the collection. In 1832, Delacroix was asked to go on a diplomatic mission to North Africa and document the native people and their culture through his art. This kind of trip for an artist wasn't unusual before photography.
And he just sketches and draws endlessly.
Schindler describes the scene in the painting as animated and energetic. Two horses, one white, one brown, run toward each other.
And what he's showing here is something that Delacroix experienced that he was very, very fascinated with, is a military exercise that was common in North Africa, where riders with rifles would charge toward one another and then halt their horses abruptly in order to aim their rifles properly.
Schindler says this experience was transformative for Delacroix and moved him to experiment with color and light.
And in the background, you see smoke and fighting. It's just a really, really spectacular painting.
Schindler says this piece sums up who Delacroix was as an artist.
It's a fantastic example. It shows you everything that Delacroix is capable of as a painter. It speaks to his North African experience. It speaks to him being a romantic artist. I think that's probably the one piece that I would pick if you wanted to come in and just see one and learn about Delacroix.
With three rooms of paintings, drawings, and lithographs, there's much more to see. The collection is more than an inside look at Delacroix's work, but shows how he led one art movement and inspired the next. For WBHM, I'm Sarah D'Elia.